It's been a week for edibles. Garrett Cobb tea, shad, grunter, stumpies, that is what has been on the menu mainly.
Shad were on the bark down on the south coast, like absolutely crazy. And cobb from small to huge size cobb.
We are anglers in KZN and we will find the fish.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hello and welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Now, I know what you are thinking. With last week's weather conditions, those heavy winds, those big seas, is there even anything to talk about? Well, my fellow listeners, trust me, you want to turn up the volume because this week in KZN, those that went out and did do some fishing were certainly rewarded. We have had sardines come about, right? They came back after missing in action for a few days. But not just the sardines, guys. We've had garrick, we've had shad, we've had sharks. If you are looking for some flavor in the offshore side, well, there's been tuna, snook, and cobb on the bite. And on the freshwater side, that trout and bass are very much keeping their anglers to brave the cold because those rods are still bending. If that's not enough for you to be licking your lips and wanting to hear more, guys, this week's episode is packed with a whole lot of fishing tips as well as introducing spearfishing. That's right, we welcome Don Solomon. We are introducing spearfishing to our show, so let's get ready, let's get into it. Before we do, guys, shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. So guys, this week in KZN, it was certainly a case of those that put in the time and effort were getting rewarded. It was industry meets incision. It was a fortune favored the bold. Now, the reason why I'm talking about how it was is because it's similar conditions this weekend. Now, we would have thought with the way those big winds were and those heavy seas, we weren't going to really get some fish, right? Guys, we were proven wrong. There has been so much fish that has come out in the KZN coastline. Had the social media feeds rocking. Now, this weekend, make sure we do not be one of those guys behind our cell phones and thinking we should have went. Get out there and get fishing. So where are we fishing? Well, guys, we are going to be fishing wherever our reporters tell us to go and fish. And that's why you're listening to the show. Guys, our reporters have their fingers on the pulse. This is the conditions. And we're going to kick it off right here on Angler News SA, starting off in Durban, where we are with Mike V and Brad Krubler with exactly what's been going on during the course of the week and what we can expect for this upcoming weekend.
How's it, guys? Yes, it's been a week for edibles. Garrick, cobb, kingy, shad, grunter, stumpies, that is what has been on the menu mainly. A few grey sharks around here and there, a couple small diamonds, things I get, but it's mainly been the edibles the guys have been chasing. Whether you're throwing live baits, paddle tails, spoons, whatever your choice is, the guys have been getting them. Some very nice fish, up to 19 kilos. I saw a picture of a garrick at Virginia. The guy got a cobb of 18 at Glen Ashley. So yeah, they are all over. You just got to put in the time and you'll go get a good bite. Beachfront itself has been a bit quiet, couple small shad here and there, but there's not much to report from there. It's mainly been happening on the deeper beaches, so your Beachwood, your Virginias, your Glen Ashleys. On the paddle skis and ski boats, quite a bit of snook around still. Odd cooter in between. The guys are getting some lovely fish there. Oaks fishing in the deep are finding some lovely hillbeck and doggers, as well as your normal fish you get on the bottom. And then in the bay, oaks are still hunting the big grunter. They're going for it flat out. But the oaks that have been putting live baits have been rewarded with a good couple of garrick in the bay. Saw a picture of a shad of about 4 kilos caught on center bank with a live mullet. So, yeah, there have been quite a few good fish around. Thanks, guys. Enjoy. Have fun.
Well, good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, guys, fishing over the last week, the sea has had a bit of a current running on it over the last couple of days. There's still been quite a few cobb out in the deep, especially the half cobb and doggers and a couple of hillbeck. On the bottom fishing in general, some great reds, some slingers, soldiers, and some decent rock art. And if you're going up further north off the Sloty side, there have been some gangster fish, also known as the lovely yellowtail. They've been quite prolific over the last couple of days. And then guys, yeah, right in the shallow side of it, and I'm talking like the back line off the bluff side, guys, there are plenty, plenty of snapper salmon. So guys, just remember, there is no real size limit on them, but 10 per person. So guys, yeah, good luck, tight lines, and speak to you guys all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Guys, like I was saying, there has certainly been fish out there. Just put in the time and effort and go and get them. It is that week of edibles. It is Durban. There are fish out on our beaches. And there's fish on our offshore side. Now, speaking of our offshore side, and while sticking with our report, just to touch on what's been going on the North Coast, well, guys, rock and surf side, it has been a bit quiet on the reports. Because of that heavy conditions and heavy seas and, you know, more activity happening elsewhere on our coastline, which we're going to get into later on in the show, guys, the rock and surf side up on the North Coast, apart from a bit of scratching species, there hasn't been too many reports coming out. But on the offshore side, well, there has still been snook. There's been a lot of amberjack. Lots of boats heading out, getting that amberjack early mornings as well, or even in the late evenings. That's been the prime time for that amberjacks. There has been snook, and there has been the odd cooter around. So the North Coast has been performing more on the offshore side, whereas the rock and surf, well, if the guys were getting fish, they were keeping it very hush because from all our reporters, there hasn't been anything much going on. However, in saying that, Thursday and Friday is the day to fish, especially on that rock and surf side. So guys, there still could be some rods bending. And if you do happen to get those fish, well, please send us those catches. info@anglernews.co.za. We'd love to publish them and know exactly what's going on up on the North Coast. Now, at the start of the show, I did mention we are going to be talking spearfishing because, hey, it is a facet of angling and this is Angler News. So guys, spearfishing. We're going to get into your spearfishing in a lot more detail as we move on. But for now, we've got Don Solomon, right? And Don is going to be our voice of the spearfishing side. He is reporting on what's been going on the South Coast because we're going to get into all the rest of the South Coast news in a moment. But before we do, let's say how's it to Don and find out exactly what's been going on the spearfishing side and what catches has been coming out.
Morning, Vinesh. Spearfishing report. For the lower south coast. So backtrack a little bit. Early last week, there was some really good water on the south coast, super flat, super clean. Lots of guys in the water, still lots of garrick around, a few nice chunky snook around. Not much cooter. The cooter have been very quiet. Now just one. There's been a couple of yellowtail coming out. The big thing was there's the odd nice big Darvis salmon lurking around in the whitewater. So there's been one or two of those. The garrick that have been around have been really good size. A couple of wahoo in the shallows, like sort of on the shark net sort of depth line. Beautiful conditions. So looking ahead, there's a couple of nice weather days coming into the weekend. I don't think the swell's going to drop off enough to allow the guys to get in. But maybe a couple of boat dives will be in order, but from the shore, I think it's really stirred up at the moment. The water has generally been quite cold down here, which is not ideal, but we'll see what happens over the next few days, and hopefully we get some clean water.
Thank you, Don. Great to have you part of the show, my friend. And guys, if you want to know more about spearfishing, please let me know, and I would be glad to do a podcast on how to get into it, where we'll chat with Don and find out everything we need to know about getting into this facet of angling. I mean, I love different facets of fishing. Spearfishing is certainly a facet I would like to get into, especially after hearing all these catches that came out. So I'd love to know what you think about that. Is it something you would get into? Is it something you want to know more about? Please message us, mail us, get in touch with us and let us know, and we'd be glad to assist with that. Now, sticking with the South Coast, we are closer to home, starting off at Ilovo Beach, where there has been incredible sardine action over this past week. And Gary's going to tell us about the fish that has been coming out with those sardines.
Hey chaps, it's Gary with Ilovo. Kingfish fished well with pockets of sods. Live bait worked well. We get a couple of shad or maybe caros. Guys got garrick with that. Otherwise, you know, on spoon, chaps did fairly well at times. Mainly as a result of little pockets of sod moving along the flats and then chaps being on the spot or following them and casting into chasing fish. Shad have been scarce, but certainly pulled in off to the sods. They're biting quite freely at one time at the rocks out here. Report from Pennington says there's still lots of sardines coming that side, lots of Ports and Johns. They netted a few nets at Toti and one at Poster Road Hotel Rock side. been quite a few fish here and a couple of cob in the evenings as well. So everyone's been, you know, most of us have been enjoying ourselves and getting well rewarded for our time spent. It's been quite cold a couple of mornings. I lost one garrick to a shark yesterday, but a couple more. So that's the state of affairs. Let's see how what transpires in the week ahead. A tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. That whole Warner Beach Ilovo stretch looking absolutely fantastic, especially with that Gary coming about now. Guys, if you are like me and you enjoy lure fishing, right? I mean, I am loving these clone lures at the moment. It's my lure of the season. Now, I want more and more information about it, so I contacted my friend Paul Merson, and Paul has been telling us exactly how to use lures for Gary, and especially how to use these lures during the sardine season. So, guys, here is one of our tips of the week, especially if you are targeting garrick down the lower south coast.
For catching ulf, the shad, you can retrieve it various ways, actually. I would definitely retrieve it the subsurface at a nice reasonable speed, and then obviously on top of the water with the rod tip held up slightly higher, that you actually get a bit of the bouncing motion on it. And that will also attract the fish, and they tend to hit it quite often, like on top of the water and just below subsurface. And the garrick's the same, you know, I'll hold the rod tip higher, something similar to like you're working a bloke. And then what you can use, you can retrieve it. And what I do is I just bounce the rod tip slightly. It just gives it that little bit of action and also causes it to go a little bit right to left, right to left. Same as you would for your shad.
Great stuff, Paul. Thank you for that advice on fishing with lures for garrick over the season. Well, garrick and shad in that note. Now, let's move on down to the lower south coast where we are with Adam. And that's been the area of the week. Because, guys, at least 70% of the catches on all the social media threads has been from the lower south coast. So here's Adam to tell us exactly what's been going on.
Good day, Vinesh, and all our fellow listeners out there. So it has been an absolutely cracker of a week recently with some really, really good catches down on the lower south coast. And one thing that you could put your money on and more than likely win, which to me are better odds than the Durban July that's just gone past, Vinesh, would be shad. That shad were on the bite down on the south coast like absolutely crazy. Shad. And a lot of garrick still getting a lot of garrick down here. And those odd size, you know, sort of cob from small to huge size cob, but definitely being, you know, sort of mixed bag in terms of all the other species. You know, not much bream to talk about. I've seen one or two lemon bream popping up. Seen some big size carantines still, you know, really sort of, you know, matching, you know, shot for shot with the shad in terms of their sizes. Stone bream been a bit quiet. The rockcod have been biting, so that's also very nice to see. And we've had a sort of a mixed bag also of your sharks, from greys to hammers to hound sharks still, and also sandy. So what in the heck is going down on the south coast? I have no clue, Vinesh. Now, that purple patch definitely has been sticking around, but unfortunately, as we know, the last few days, it's been absolutely atrocious down here. We have had humongous seas, and I'm talking 3-meter-plus swells just being absolutely tearing along the rocks. You know, you're really sort of messing up that structure, dumping quite a bit of sand around. Still getting a few odd clean spots here and there with not so much sand mixing, so really nice to see that the guys could still probably try a clean hole or two, but whether they're going to pull something out of that hole is questionable, because we've had also a bit of a dip and a pickup in the water temp. So a bit cold and a bit warm, where we've seen some massive size crayfish. And again, just proves that the water temperature is changing, you know, sort of rapidly, because we're getting crayfish and then we're getting hound sharks. And I mean, in terms of seasons, I mean, you can't even really say that exists anymore, because it's looking like we can just throw a bait and hope for a bite. But yet there are target species still to target out there. Now, one really notable catch is Lidane Pillay, a 7-year-old boy who recently got himself a thunder-sized shad in the Sheppey region. And the shad was almost the same size as this young fellow. So well done there, young man. I hope you got a really good angler there for the future. So well done on all those catches. Now, moving over to the bass side of things. Again, bites have been a bit few and far between. A lot of dinks around, especially in the shallows as usual. I think this cold snap that's pushed through definitely has had something to do with that, as we've seen the pressure drop quite drastically. In terms of the up and coming weekend, it doesn't look like too much is changing, but it does, however, seem that that pressure is going to pick up again. So we might get some of those fantastic catches again this weekend, along with all the sards that are still being caught. So very nice to see the sards sticking around for so long. It could be why we're getting, again, a mixed bag of fish, but the rock fishing being a bit on the quiet side. Now, let's see what happens this weekend. We don't know. Again, it's still weather predictions. It's only forecasts and things can change overnight. But otherwise, guys, please just be safe out there. It still is very big high seas and high swells. So you really don't want to have your stuff or yourself be washed off the rocks. You know, just keep an eye on it because there's been a few sort of not so bad incidences the last few days. But yeah, guys, just again, just be aware of your surroundings and remember bag limit and sizes, please, as DAF is still on the coast and they are still checking, guys. Now, if you are heading down to the south coast, just a few hotspots that maybe you want to try out for a non-ed, maybe try Orange Rocks, Margate Pier. If you want to try for that shad, I would say Mbango, maybe Sea Park, maybe that sort of area a bit northward. That might be a place that I would try, or even try Stabell maybe for a kingy if they're still around. But let's see what the weekend holds. Otherwise, Vinesh and everyone else, have an awesome weekend out there. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Wow, Adam, that is absolutely epic news, my friend. I love it. Absolutely love it. Just when we thought there wasn't going to be any fishing last week, you come out with a report like that and all those catches that came out from the lower south coast. Like I said, guys, we know this weekend is going to be a little bit iffy, to say the least. But you know what? That's what we thought last week. And these are all the catches that came out. So are we going to really sit behind and just, you know, wait for the weather to come right? No, we are going out. We are going to get some fishing done. Now that rounds off our saltwater side, moving on to the freshwater where the trout are on fire and the bass are coming out between 4 to 5 kilos. That winter bass in KZN, there is no better feeling like it, right? We know the fishing is going to be a bit slower, but the fish that come out are going to be quality fish. So it's certainly quality versus quantity, and quality is, well, winning hands down. But who's going to tell us more about it? Well, our faithful contributor, Jan from the Kingfisher in Pietermaritzburg, with this week's freshwater fishing report.
Hey there, guys. So after tempting fate last week with a mention of a quote-unquote mild winter, it seems that winter has finally found its feet and has settled in nicely. And along with that, the fish have found their winter rhythm as well, and there's some great stillwater action going on. So if you can drag yourself out from under the covers and away from the fireplace and get out there, some just rewards will come your way. After having a couple of inquiries recently of what and where to fish on the rivers, please note, guys, that the trout streams are still closed for the remainder of winter, and they reopen on Spring Day, 1 September. For the time being, it's still water season for trout, and after a bit of a lull, while winter was still trying to make its mind up a little bit earlier, and the fish were being just as confused, and the fishing has settled nicely, as I said. The returns from the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers are showing some good fish caught in the Natal Fly Fishers Club waters. Reports indicate super clean water with very little top water movement, and this is to be expected with current water temperatures. No actual figures provided, but they will definitely be well into the single figures. One report mentioned using a streamer pattern and another using a crystal with a trailing booby. Plenty of fish to be sighted, cruising the shallows in search of shale spawning areas, which is the tendency at this time of year, and making for some excellent sight fishing. But at the same time, these fish can be picky and refusing anything and everything and seemingly impossible to catch. But guys, try it all. From big to small, nondescript color to very colorful, fast and slow, some fish are still eating, and a good one will fall to your enticement sooner or later. This weekend sees the inaugural Women and Waders Ladies Fly Fishing Festival taking place on the NFFC club waters across the Midlands. Yours truly, as part of the hosting team, will be providing logistical and guiding support, and looking forward to watching the ladies in action and reporting firsthand next week. The private trout waters are also fishing well, reports Gary Maas from Troutmagger. As reported previously, the bass have also been showing off this winter. While Albert Falls is apparently somewhat on the quiet side, word is that Midmar, as well as Inanda and Nagel, have been fishing very well, with some excellent fish coming to hand, with rumors of fish in the 4 to 5 kilogram bracket. But no picks, no proof, as they say. So guys, come show and tell. And here is a top tip coming from local angler Zane Habib, who is the boss man of Bass Fishing KwaZulu-Natal socials. When fishing alongside rocky banks, remember that in most cases, rocks will extend into the water, sometimes only a short distance and sometimes a long way out. These areas are perfect for bass to patrol, as the rocks provide cover for baitfish, crustaceans, and other food items. So always stop by and throw everything that you can at areas like this. Cranks, jigs, plastic, spinnerbait, topwater, I mean everything. There may very well be that lunker just waiting there for your offering. While the bass may be on the sleep current at Albert Falls, and general consensus is that carp shouldn't be up, local angler Bradley Funsell reports otherwise on a special day targeting carp on the surface and fly. Not in the big summer school shoal numbers, there have been a few fish feeding in the scum lines. Carp can be finicky at the best of times, and accuracy is very important when placing fly just in front of the feeding direction. And carp especially don't like a line touching their backs. Fishing light with a 4-weight and a small beetle pattern, a 3 to 4 kilogram mirror carp resulted in a proper boxing match. Well done, Brad. Tight lines all, guys, and do stop in the Kingfish in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan, once again going on to reiterate that those that went out and braved the cold and the wind and the big seas were certainly rewarded. Well, obviously, no big seas down on the freshwater side, but you know what I mean. You catch my drift. Well, pardon the pun in that one as well. So, guys, KZN overall this week has been absolutely epic. It's going to continue to be because we've got sardines around and there's a lot of fish that are coming through with that. And apart from that, guys, we are proving week and week and week that they are fish irrespective of the trying weather conditions. Bring on the cyclones, bring on the tornadoes, bring on those heavy winds, bring on those big seas. We are anglers in KZN and we will find the fish. Guys, it has been proven over this past week and we shall prove it again this week. So, with that being said, make sure to get out there, have fun, and until next week.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.